If I haven't met you yet, my name is Dave. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from PTSD, pornography, and seeking to find comfort in alcohol. Good to be with you tonight. It's a special night. We don't just have one. We don't just have two. We have three groups commencing tonight. Absolutely. Wait a minute, though. It gets better. And they're all women's groups. So it is, there you go. It's here for the ladies. It is ladies' night tonight at Regen. We are so glad you're here. If you're here for the first time, it may not feel like it yet, but you've come to the right place. God loves you and he has good things in store for you. I have a friend I met with regularly in another city I served in. His name was Michael. Everything he said was wise because he was British, so he had that British accent. And we would get together and sometimes we'd study the Bible, sometimes we'd pray, but every time we left, he would always say the same thing to me. He'd say, press on, brother, as I would leave. And I thought, that's right, press on. For those of you that are commencing tonight, I want you to press on. I want you to move forward. I don't want you to stop here. If you're here for the first time tonight, I want you to stop here. I want you to press on. I want you to move forward. I want you to keep going. And so I want to stop for just a minute and ask the question, okay, how do we do that? What does it look like for us to continue to grow in our faith? What does it look like for us to press on? What does it look like for us to move forward? I want to share with you one motive and two means that we can do that tonight from Philippians chapter 3. So if you have a Bible, turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. We're going to look at just a couple of verses together. How do we press on? What does it mean to move forward? How do we go forward from where we are tonight? Philippians 3 verse 12. Not that I've already obtained this or I'm already perfect. Can everybody relate to that? Amen, right? But I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to see the motive here. The Apostle Paul is talking about his own experience here in his letter to the Philippians, and he's saying, I've not arrived yet. I'm not perfect yet. I haven't obtained all that God has for me in this life or the next through Jesus, and I want to move forward. But he says his reason for doing so in verse 12 is, I press on because Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, has made me his own. If you're here tonight and you have placed your trust in Jesus and you have found in Jesus forgiveness of sin and freedom from sin, then I want you to know you're his. He has claimed you as his own. So we don't press on so that someday, if we get it all together, we'll belong to Jesus. We already belong to him. And therefore, we have this motivation to press on. Now, two things that we can do. That's our motive, two means. The first one is let go of your past. Let go of your past. Now, when the Apostle Paul's writing this, he's not thinking about the worst of his past. And he had many bad things in his past. He murdered Christians, which hopefully no one in this room has done. If so, we can talk about that. But that's his resume. What he's talking about is he's moving past his best religious achievements. He's saying, I don't dwell on those past things because I'm looking ahead, I'm looking forward. Can I tell you something really sad tonight? It would break my heart tonight for those of you, especially those of you commencing, if this was the high point of your Christian faith. Don't stop. Don't let this be it. Press on. Sometimes it's the things that we experience in the realm of our relationship with God or the faithful expressions that we can't stop and look back on nostalgically because we have to move forward. And what the Apostle Paul is saying here is don't get hung up on your past, even the good parts of your past. Let those things go. I had a chance this past week to go to a funeral in Sweetwater, Texas. And to make matters more complicated for that sad event, I had to drive there with a car without air conditioning. And so drove with the windows down. I forgot how noisy it was. But one thing that was kind of fun was when I would change lanes, I would actually stick my head out the window and look back. Now, when I looked back, I wasn't dwelling on what was behind me. I was simply looking back to see if there was a car in the left lane so that I could move ahead and pass the car in front of me. That's how I want you to see your past. Look back to your past in as much as it propels you forward. There is a right place for us to look back, both on the good things and the hard things that we've experienced in life, both on the ways in which we've walked in obedience and the ways that we've struggled with obeying Jesus. It's okay to look back on those things, but look back at them in a way that propels you forward. First thing I want us to think about is let go of your past. Here's the second thing, though, that Paul says. He said, let go of my past so that I can press on towards the future. He says that the goal, the ultimate prize in the Christian life is Jesus himself. Isn't that cool? If you ask me tonight, Dave, what do I get if I believe in the gospel? Do I get to go to heaven? You get that, sure. Do I get to have peace here on earth? Yep, you get that. Do I have a new purpose? Yep. But you know what the ultimate prize of the Christian life is? It's Jesus. And there will come a day when you and I will realize all that God has for us in Jesus. We'll be face to face with him forever. There'll be no more sin. There'll be no more suffering. We will be his people. He will be our Lord, and we'll be with him forever. That's the goal. That's the prize. And in order to get there, we have to press on. So the second thing I want you to think about tonight is keep up your practices. Keep up your practices. There's no secret sauce to regeneration. As a matter of fact, what has happened to you as you come in tonight, if you've experienced life transformation, it's that Jesus did his thing in your life. And all that regeneration provided you was a way to study the Bible, a way to pray, a way to connect with others that are struggling like you are, and a way to get together and share the things that you're finding out. There's no secret sauce. That's what it looks like for you to press on. You don't have to stop reading the Bible. You don't have to stop praying. You don't have to stop confessing your sins to one another. You don't have to stop meeting in community. You don't have to stop going to church just because Regen has concluded. As a matter of fact, I plead with you, keep going. Don't let this be the highlight of your faith relationship with God. Keep going. There are better things ahead. Keep striving towards the upward prize of Christ. I went to my mother-in-law's funeral this weekend. She really drew close to Jesus in her last days. As a matter of fact, she had type 1 diabetes. She was insulin dependent. And there were three separate times that her children, including my wife, revived her when she was headed towards a diabetic coma. And finally, the last time they did it, she said, "Would you please stop doing this? There's three times I've been this close to Jesus, and every time you kids keep getting in the way. Would you stop?" So being good kids that wanted to honor their mom, they listened to her request, and she went to be with Jesus. And when they told her story on Saturday at the funeral, I want you to know there was nothing there spectacular. This woman knew Jesus, and now she knew him perfectly, but she knew him profoundly in this life. But if you looked at her story, it was just small steps in the same direction every day. She opened up her Bible. She prayed. She had friends that held her accountable in community. She was actively involved in the local church. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like to press on. You've come this far. So happy. If it's appropriate to be proud, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on commencing. Don't stop here. Let go of what's behind you now. Press forward to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want to invite Sarai to come up now. One of our leaders who faithfully is pressing on in her life with Jesus. Sarai, would you come up and would you welcome her as she comes to share with us?